Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Dr. Anne Garrido, an Associate Professor of Homiletics at Aquinas Institute of Theology. Anne is coming to us from St. Louis, Missouri today with a preaching entitled, Invited to Discern.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, your spiritual worship. Do not conform yourselves to this age, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and pleasing and perfect. I'm not sure you would have caught this. I certainly didn't until someone pointed it out to me. But ever since the Easter season with its accompanying feast, since that ended at the middle of June, our second reading each Sunday has been from Paul's letter to the Romans. This letter, the longest of all Paul's letters, seems to have been written somewhere between 56 and 58 CE, likely from the city of Corinth. Paul hasn't been to Rome before, at least that we know, but he knows a lot about the goings-on of the Christian community there and wants to go visit them soon, and he's rather hoping they might fund a missionary journey he has planned for Spain. What we've heard in bits and pieces over the last several months is from the first 11 chapters of Paul's letter, where he's been telling the story of what we might now call the story of salvation, how God chose one people, the Jewish people, from all the nations of the earth to be God's beloved people and gave them the gift of the law to help guide their path toward light and life. But now, in God's mercy, that covenant has been opened. Jesus Christ, the light and life of the nations, has now made it possible for all peoples to find their home, their peace, their salvation in this one God. Amazing news, says Paul. No matter how your life has been marked by sin, no matter how often you feel like you've tried to do what's right and failed, no matter how hard you've searched for God and come up empty, no matter, period. In Christ, God has come searching for you. And when you've experienced being found, when you've felt that kind of love, when you've come to know that you are part of God's grand plan and have not been left out, wouldn't you say that something wells up in your heart? Wouldn't you say that something moves inside of you and wants to say thank you? Maybe even wants to offer God something in return? That's the story of worship over the centuries, isn't it? When we become aware as humans of all that we've received from God, we want to give back to God. In Paul's time, in his own growing up, the kind of offering he would have been most familiar with was the sacrifice of an animal in the temple. Sacrificing an animal was a way of saying, God, you've given so much to me. I'll give a portion of what you've given me back to you. And that's where today's passage of Paul's letter to the Romans picks up. Therefore, Chapter 12 actually begins. It's the turning point. It's the climax of Paul's letter. Therefore, if you are really aware of all that God has done for you, I urge you, brothers and sisters, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, your spiritual worship. What God really wants, Paul says, is you. Forget about the animals in the temple. Let your life be an act of worship. Let the way that you live each and every day be your great thank you to the God who's given so much to you. But how to do that? Because life is messy and sometimes confusing, and the good is not always perfectly clear. And we get lots of conflicting messages about what would be pleasing to God. And here is where I want to draw our attention to one key word in today's portion of Paul's letter to the Romans. Dokimazo. In English, discern. Dokimazo. If you want to be able to make your life a big, blazing thank you to God, you will need to practice the art of discerning. As you probably already know, discern is a word in the church today, especially associated with the Jesuits. I know this is a Dominican website, but we can be ecumenical enough to mention the Jesuits now and then, right? Much of what St. Ignatius and the exercises he wrote are about is figuring out ways to help people discern what is the very best way they can make of their life a great thank you to God. Because each person is unique, and each moment in history is unique, and everyone has a role to play in God's plan that only they can play. If you've ever made a Jesuit retreat before or worked with a Jesuit spiritual director, maybe you've learned some of the processes Ignatius used to arrive at clarity around which direction to head at each stage in one's life. So it shouldn't come as a surprise then that our Jesuit Pope, Francis, is trying to do the same with our whole church. I'm sure it's not news to you that we face some major issues as a church right now. We're growing quickly in some areas of the world and experiencing mass exodus in others. Climate change and economic inequities have led to not only natural disasters, but waves of immigration and crushing poverty. Women and LGBTQ Catholics are asking how their experiences and gifts might be more fully welcomed and included in church life. Victims of abuse around the world still clamor to be heard. The number of concerns all at one time can feel overwhelming. Where to even begin? And yet, in the midst of this, we know that we have received so much from God. God's plan for salvation is still unfolding. And at this complicated moment in time, we still want to say thank you with our lives. We want to be part of the healing of our planet, the flourishing of our planet. And Francis is calling us as a whole church to still learn how to discern. Almost 2 years ago now, dioceses all over the world were asked to host listening sessions as stage one in Francis's plan to convene a synod on synodality, a gathering of bishops as well as religious and lay representatives from around the globe to discern what our thank you to God is called to look like at this moment in time. Having gathered comments from these listening sessions far and wide, a document called the Instrumentum Laboris has now been prepared with the specific questions that will be discerned at the first gathering of the bishops globally next month, the month of October. Even though none of us listening here today will likely be in Rome for that session, Francis is inviting all of us to participate in it by praying for this gathering and practicing the art of discernment in our own communities. You can read the Instrumentum Laboris yourself by typing www.synod.va into your computer. It's easy to find. You can read about what those in Rome next month will be discerning, how they'll go about it, how they'll be listening carefully to the voices that have spoken from around the world, punctuated by moments of silence, asking, where is the Holy Spirit nudging us here? How is the Holy Spirit directing us toward what's good and pleasing and perfect? The will of God. Next Sunday, we'll continue to hear in the second reading more from Paul's letter to the Romans. And then the next week too. We'll continue to work our way through Paul's letter as it moves from its great therefore toward its denouement. But then, unfortunately, our reading of it from the lectionary will cease, and we won't hear from the last chapter. And I say unfortunate because at the beginning of that last chapter, we hear who the likely carrier of this letter to the Roman community is. A woman named Phoebe, a deacon in the church of Chencrai, the port city next to Corinth. If today were not Sunday, September 3rd would be celebrated as Phoebe's feast day. And many have suggested that as the synod prepares to gather in Rome, we call upon Phoebe's intercession in particular. By the way Paul describes Phoebe, we know that she was a woman who, in gratitude for the gift of Christ coming into her life, turned over not only her resources, but her very life to serve the Christian community and leadership. And since the leadership of women is to be a particular topic for discernment at the synod, it makes sense that we would call upon her in a special way during this time. And so with Phoebe and in communion with all the saints, let us gather our prayers for this coming synod. May the Spirit help us to dokimazo, to discern what is good and pleasing and perfect. What is the will of God at our new moment in history?